President Obama hosts European Union leaders at the White House for this year's U.S.-EU summit today. It kicks off just as the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development warns Europe is falling back into a recession and the world should be prepared for the worst. Peter Morici joins us now, economist and business professor at the University of Maryland. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
So Europe going back into recession, do you believe that too?
Well, all the austerity that's proven necessary to save the euro will almost assuredly push Europe into a recession. You know, governments are cutting spending all over the continent, and that's negative stimulus.
So at this point, can we expect at this summit for President Obama to do more than just offer a place for them to speak or offer guidance? Should he be taking a more aggressive stance?
Well, certainly he should offer American support in whatever measures that the Europeans choose to take to save the euro. It may not be well conceived to try to save the euro, but if that's the course they choose to take, then we need to support them. It's not for Americans to dictate European exchange rate policy.
I mean, at this point, you say it may not be the best thing to save the euro, meaning that one of the options would be to let the euro go away.
Absolutely. You know, the European Union was very successful prior to the euro by ripping down barriers to trade and tariffs and so forth. And the euro has proved to be an impediment to progress. Simply, the euro finds its value against the U.S. dollar for the average of the entire continent, and it is simply overvalued for Italy, Greece, and the others in the Mediterranean, and undervalued for Germany. So the Germans, with a 31-hour work week, are export juggernauts, which defies all laws of economic gravity. And the Italians and the Greeks slog along uncompetitive.
So what would that solve? Getting rid of the euro does what for this economy, this large economy that's going back into recession?
Well, it makes the exports and imports of Italy, Greece, Portugal, and so forth more reasonably priced. It brings them closer to their cost structures. And it requires the Germans to finally take some adjustments they brag they have taken when they indeed have not.
Well, can they agree on that? I mean, what have we seen coming out of these European leaders that has gotten at least some support from a number of different countries?
Actually, there is really no support among European leaders to break up the euro. That's because politically they have a great deal invested in it. What would happen to Angela Merkel if she said, well, you know, this isn't working out. We need to let Italy go out of the euro after spending so much political capital on loans to preserve it?
What would happen is that she'd suddenly have a zillion Chinese investors.
Well, that might not be a bad thing.
So, I mean, coming out of this European Union summit with the United States, with President Obama hosting, can we expect a different outcome than we've seen from the number of summits that have taken place in Europe?
No, we can't. I mean, we need to be clear that this summit is not going to determine the fate of Europe. Europeans are going to determine their own fate. And right now, they're not thinking clearly. They're thinking in political terms. The euro has become a symbol of European unity, and it is a misplaced symbol. You know, it's almost like the American eagle. Preserve it at all costs. But, you know, preserving the American eagle doesn't translate into price distortions, which cripple Italy, Greece, and so forth.
All right. So your advice to President Obama and the rest of the European leaders, dump the euro.
My advice to European leaders is dump the euro. My advice to President Obama is not to be so demanding this time that they quickly resolve their crisis as he was when they last met a few weeks ago. Americans pounding the table doesn't help Europeans clear their heads. It only makes them stiffen their backs.
Peter Morici, economist, business professor at the University of Maryland. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.